Wednesday afternoon, Ladies' Shir, Shar HaBitachon, Chof Dalet Kislev. Chof Dalet Kislev, which is, let's see, 27 November. 27 November, Chof Dalet Kislev, Chofis Halvoda, Shar HaBitachon, Wednesday afternoon, Ladies' Shir. Okay, Chavis Halvav Shar HaBitachon, Perek Dalet. V'akdoma to Shar HaBitachon told us about the benefits of Bitachon in Olam Hazeh and in Olam Haba. Perek Aleph defined Bitachon. Perek Beis talked about what would be needed to have Bitachon in something, as defined in Perek Aleph, that you're totally calm, unworried, unstressed. It's outsourced to some power who will do it for you and has only your good in mind, etc., etc. All the things mentioned in Perek Beis. Perek Gimel relates, Perek Gimel already talks about Bitachon Bashem and says, again, this is the development of Bitachon. Perek Aleph defines it. Perek Beis tells you the logic of what it would need to have Bitachon in something or someone or some power. What would it take? Perek Gimel makes the point that obviously none of those things are true about anyone except for Hashem, and also adds and then gives us five ideas that you have to internalize and be convinced of in order to develop Bitachon. That's the five ideas of Perek Gimel. The first idea are that the seven things of Perek Beis are true about Hashem. Second idea, Hashem knows what's doing in our innermost thoughts, subconscious call it. Number three is we can't rebel against Hashem. We have to do our best. I skipped one or something. We have to do our best in serving Hashem. We can't expect Hashem to be there for us if we're not there for him, so to speak. One was that Hashem is alone, only in Hashem. There's no such thing as Bitachon and two. It's not Bitachon Bashem the way you're supposed to have it if you have Bitachon in Hashem and something else. And number five was the role of Hishtadlus, as we call it, Hishtadlus. Understanding the role of Hishtadlus. That's Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Hagdoma, Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, Perek Gimel. Beautiful. Perek Dalet now shifts into very, very practical. Like if it would be a class, this would be a wonderful thing for the teacher to do. It tells you how to apply everything we've learned about the applications of Bitachon in everyday life. When this occurs, how does a Baal Bitachon react? What is the reaction or the thought process of someone who has Bitachon, or what is the reaction and thought process of someone that doesn't have Bitachon? And Perek Dalet runs the whole gamut of life. So we start Perek Dalet, and he's very methodical, the Chavis Halvavis. If we don't know that about the Chavis Halvavis by now, well, we certainly should. And he makes a list. He says, this is the things I'm going to be talking about in Perek Dalet. And if you would have a piece of paper, you would draw a line down the center of the paper, and you would start outlining Aval Hadvarim Shechayiv Hama'amin Liftoach Bohem Al Habore Yisale. The matter is the things which, see, Hama'amin, it's a very, very, very important word. See, as the Ramban says, I mean, Chavis Halvavis was way before the Ramban, but you know, it's a famous Ramban, Emun is the tree and Bitachon is the fruit. And if you're not Ma'amin, if you don't have that Emuna, if you're not Ma'amin that Hashem exists, if you're not Ma'amin that Hashem runs the world, if you're not Ma'amin that Hashem knows everything that's happening, if you're not Ma'amin that Hashem is Kol Yochol, then you can't start with Bitachon. I mean, and then it's pointless to say I'm going to have Bitachon if you don't have the Emuna first. Emuna is all the attributes of Hashem. So, and that's what he says there. Aval Advarim, Shechayiv HaMa'amin, that the Ma'amin, after you have Emuna, then we move up and we develop Bitachon. So he says the things that a ma'amin has to, should be, has to be boteach b'Hashem. So now he's going to make, it's going to be everything, but everything has its own tweak, its own nuance, its own way of dealing with it. So first he makes this list. Like I say, you draw a line down the center of the paper. Kolam also shneiminim. The two basic categories are echad mehem divrei olam hazeh, v'asheni divrei olam haba. Okay, you'll draw a line down the center of the paper. One side is matters of olam hazeh, and the other side is matters of olam haba. Okay. Now, in the side that says matters of olam hazeh, you draw another line down the center of that page. Echad mehem, v'divrei olam hazeh, when we talk about matters of olam hazeh, of this world, you see, nobody here ever realized that you have to have bitachon about olam haba. Like, what's that doing here? So, he'll explain. But meanwhile, there's matters of olam hazeh and matters of olam haba. In the matters of olam hazeh, he says, v'divrei olam hazeh, yuchuku shnei chalakim. Now, it also has a line down the center of the paper. Echad mehem in yoni ha'olam, things of this world, l'to'alos ha'olam hazeh, health, money, relationships, life in this world, and things that are of this world. And then we're going to talk about Hasheni and Yoni Ha'olam, matters of this world, the To'elos Olam Haba. That's the ability to do mitzvahs. Am I going to have enough money to make Hechnosos Orchim? Am I going to have enough money to buy tefillin? Am I going to have enough money to be able to give tzedakah? That's a separate, again, how bitachon manifests itself. So he's being very nuanced, and every category has its own reaction, and slightly different than a reaction in a different category. So you have olam hazeh, bitachon in matters of olam hazeh, bitachon in matters of olam haba. Bitachon in matters of olam hazeh are bitachon in matters of olam hazeh vis-a-vis olam hazeh things. Food, drink, money, life, health, relationships, and matters of olam hazeh regarding olam haba. Will I get from Hashem what I need in this world that will enable me to do mitzvahs, to learn Torah, to be a spiritual person, to fulfill the ratz in Hashem? Okay, so we have that. V'nyonei ha'olam l'toelos olam hazeh, on the half of that half, which are matters of this world regarding this world, yuchuku l'shlosha chalakim. That you got to figure out how to draw. I don't know. That splits up into three parts. Echad mehem to'alos gufo bilavad, your life. That's survival. Survival, being alive. Vasheni to'alos tirfo v'sibos hono umine kinyanov, your possessions, your wealth, things that you don't need to live, but the things that a person has in life. Money, let's say health, could be either in number one or it could be in number two. You know, chas v'sholem, sometimes it belongs in category number one, sometimes in category number two. And number three, and that's all the person. Number three is a ripple effect. What happens in my life affects my bnei bayis, it affects my wife, it affects my children, it affects my friends, it affects my relatives. Chavis Alvavu says, to'alos bnei beiso, my ability to provide for or to relate to ishto, krovov, ohavov, my friends, oivav, my enemies. This is very, very important. How do I relate to my friends if I have bitachon and I want them to do things for me, or I want to do things for them and I'm relying on them to do certain things for me, and I, you know, want to use them, and I want to be their friends with them. But oivav, and I have enemies. I have people who are out to get me. I have people who
don't like me, want to make me lose my job, people who talk against me, people who want to hurt me. So where does bitachon fit into that? Umishulamala mimena, people that are on top of me in the pecking order, maybe it's my employer, maybe it's someone who I learn from because he's smarter than me. Ulamata mimenu, and you know, everybody has people they look up to, and everybody has people who look up to them. The whole gamut of human relationships. Bikitos b'nei adam. So okay, so that finishes that side of the paper. Meaning we have olam hazeh things and olam habah things. In the olam hazeh things, we had olam hazeh things that are for the purpose of that govern your life in olam hazeh, and that's split up into three parts: my basic life and the things I need to survive, a little more expansive, my money, my wealth, my health a lot of times, and so on. And the third thing is my relationships with people. How do I deal with people? How do people affect my life? Now, if you're holding cheshbon, we're on the side of the paper that's v'inyani olam hazeh l'to'alas olam haba. Things of olam hazeh vis-a-vis mitzvahs and doing the ratzon Hashem. My ability to be able to do mitzvahs, my ability to be able to live the life of someone who's doing the ratzon Hashem. And that has two parts to it, which would bring a total of five items on the olam hazeh side of the ledger. And these two things are echad mehem, my ability to do chovas halavavos v'ha'evorim, the mitzvahs, whether it be chovas halavavos or chovas v'ha'evorim, shehu misyachei mehem levado v'ein ma'aseu yotzei behem l'hanoa zuloso v'lola haziko. I don't have anything to do with anyone else. I have to have avos Hashem. No one else is involved in that. And I have to have Yiras Hashem, no one else is involved in that. I have to say Kriya Shema every day, no one else is involved in that. Then you have Olam Hazeh things for the purpose of Olam Haba, which involve other people. V'chelek Hasheni Chovas Ha'ivorim, because Chovas Halvavas doesn't involve other people ever. Chovas Ha'ivorim, Hashem Yilu Yuchal Asosin Ele B'shtat V'zula Su'imu, I need someone else to cooperate. Right? I need someone else. Someone else is in the picture. It matters what they do. The po'al u'behi po'al, either because they're active or they're passive. Tztaka, will my tztaka get to the ani? Right? I need there to be an ani, and I need the ani to be the recipient of my tztaka. Is that going to happen? Gmilas chasadim, the limud hachachma, when I teach chachma, but the tzavos betov, teach people Torah, teach people. You know, you come and you walk in here, and there's no one in the room. Can't give a shir if there's no one in the room. Okay, so that completes the Olam Hazeh side of the paper, and it gives us five things. Olam Hazeh matters, how bitachon is manifested in Olam Hazeh matters, and it's different. Olam Hazeh matters for the purpose of Olam for life in Olam Hazeh, and Olam Hazeh matters for Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh matters, and for Olam Hazeh is three things: survival, we'll call it money, wealth, a more expansive life. It's not survival, but it's comfort, we'll call it, and my effect that I have upon others, my friends, my enemies, my family, where I inter relationships. And what I do affects them. Maybe an employer, if his business is successful, it provides employment for a lot of people. Okay, and on the Olam Hazeh for Olam Haba side of the ledger is, will I be able to do the mitzvahs that only concern me? And the other category is, will I be able to do the mitzvahs of things that concern others, that I need others to interact with? Now we're on the other side of the paper, the Olam Haba side of the paper. There is an inyan of having bitachon vis-a-vis Olam Haba. I have bitachon, I'm relying on Hashem that there is an Olam Haba, and that there will be a world of mitzvahs, and we'll be learning about what it demands of us, and how we have to think.
But right now, I'm just explaining what it means. I'm relying on Hashem regarding Olam Haba, that it's real and it's there, and the wicked will be punished, and the righteous will get their reward. It's not really reward, it's, as we've said many times, wherever your neshama is holding, that's your Olam Haba. You work on your neshama and Olam Hazeh, and what you've accomplished with your neshama, however you refined it spiritually, so that's it. And that's your Olam Haba. That's the degree to which you bond with Hashem, when you shed the guf. So that's one. Agmul, the reward, the heroic. Then there's a second thing. You say, what in the world? Shumi chesed habore. Yusale al hachasidim banavim l'olam haba. There's an aspect to Olam Haba where Hashem gives a person more than they deserve, technically. We'll learn about that, who he does that for. Why is it fair? I mean, Hashem is not allowed to play favorites. So why is that something that Hashem does? But we have bitachon about that, says the Chayyim HaLavos. We have bitachon that Hashem will give just desserts in Olam Haba, that there is an Olam Haba, and things will straighten out there, even if they seem not straight in Olam Hazeh. The truth is they're straight in Olam Hazeh too, but we don't see it. And we have bitachon in Hashem, and we'll learn about this, because this is the first time anybody has ever heard of the word bitachon and Olam Haba in the same sentence. And we, not only that, but we have bitachon in Hashem that He will reward people to a degree more than they deserve in Olam Haba. And you have to have bitachon about that also. Okay, that's the introduction to Perek Daled, which is practical applications of bitachon, if the Chavis HaLavos would have given it a name. And now he summarizes everything. Now he makes a linear list. Till now you made a graphic. Now he's going to give a linear list of seven things. If you've been counting, it's seven things. These things that demand bitachon, that involve bitachon, that require bitachon, is shiva chalokim. And now we made a list of seven things, and he just goes over the list again, but in a linear way. Echad mehem inyoni gufa adam belavad, survival we called it, v'hasheni inyoni hono v'sibos tirfo, comfort, money, a bigger house, things that are not necessities, but things that make life gishmak, or you think it makes a gishmak. V'hashlishi is the ripple effect upon other people, in Yoni Ishto Ubonov Ukrovov Ohavov Oyevov, my friends, my enemies. Varavi, number four, is Chovas Halavovos Vahivorim. Will I have the wherewithal to do mitzvahs that only involve myself? There's no one else in the picture. Shumas Yached Bitoaloson Vahazakoson. Vahamishi, number five, is Chovas Vahivorim. Shetoaloson, there are benefits, what they accomplish, v'hezkesen, if I don't do them, misavros elzulah, so they carry over to someone else, if I am not able to be mevakeh chole, so the chole is affected by that. So there's an aspect of bitachon, not my personal saying kriyashma in the morning, but my ability to be mevakeh chole, my ability in doing mitzvahs in a way that they relate to others. And that has to be dealt with a little differently, and different thoughts have to come into your mind, because now there's someone else in the picture. Vashishi, number six, is Gmul Olam Haba, having bitachon regarding that there will be an Olam Haba, kasher Asheyiyah, which will be and exist, Kifi Hamaseh B'Olam Hazeh, based on our actions in this world. Vashvi'i, Gmul Olam Haba, the reward of Olam Haba, Asheyiyah Me'abori Yisbarach Al Derech HaChesed, which is beyond what is, so to speak, deserved. Balskulosav, on people who, on those who are his treasure, Ohavov, Moshe Kosov, and this is the Pasuk in Tillim, and this is what it's referring to. You may be familiar with the Pasuk, but the Chavit Lava says this is what it's referring to. This extra umph in Olam Haba that special people get. But it's so basic that it's an object of bitachon. This is not stam like, okay, it exists. Like, if it does or it doesn't, it's not again, by the time I find out, it'll be too late for me to do anything about it. But he's saying, no, this is something, and you have to have bitachon about it. And it affects your relationship with Hashem. Bitachon, you have to have bitachon in each of these seven things, and they're all slightly different. and he's now going to teach us. This is a parak
applied bitachon. That's parak dalet.
The pasuk is more aftuvcha shel sofanta libeyecha pa'alta lachosin boch neged bnei adam. This is mashma. Apparently, he learned in the pasuk that this is going to be extra to the chassidim and the neviim of olam haba. And it's a chesed, more aftuvcha. It's a tov. It's not just the payment, so to speak, of what you did, but it's above and beyond. Okay, these are the seven things. Now we're going to start. We're in Parashat. Now he's going to start explaining them one by one by one. Virtually everything he'll be talking about is that balance between bitachon and what we call hishtadlus. How much do I say, I'm leaving it up to Hashem? It's up to Hashem to keep me alive. It's up to Hashem to send me parnasa. It's up to Hashem to give me air conditioning. It's up to Hashem to find a shidduch. It's up to Hashem to give children. It's up to Hashem to decide if I'm having agmas nefesh or nachas from my children. It's up to Hashem. And I play a more passive role. And then as the line of hishtadlus moves, right, we know already from Perek Gimel about the obligation of hishtadlus, which Chavis Alavis uses the word hisaskus besibos, busying yourself with the things that seemingly are the cause of the effect. Really, they're not the real cause. But Hashem set up the world, he explains, that ever since Sheisha Shemei Bereishis, he says, ever since after Sheisha Shemei Bereishis, Hashem set up a world where mankind has an obligation to create the channels through which Hashem's Gezeira is channeled. And we have an obligation, and that's what he talked about in premise number 5 in the third perek. And you have an obligation, and he brought down the pasuk of Adam Rishon, which was before the Klola, we said, the question is, and the realization that it's the channels are not real, they're fake, it's a puppet show. Hashem is really moving the puppets with the strings, and nothing I do is really going to change things, except in the sense that if I don't create the channels, I'm going against the will of Hashem, and therefore I can't expect Hashem to provide for me, because I'm a big Baal Bitachon, and I screw my eyes shut very tightly, and I scrunch up my nose. But if you don't create the channels, you're not listening to Hashem. But as we all know, that's not people's problem. People's problem is that they go overboard, and they put too much stock in the channels, and if the channels are not working, they say, oh my God, let me try something else. But at times you do try something else, right? So these are all very, very difficult balances to find. But the idea that let me try something else, because maybe that'll work, it depends what's going on in your mind. If what's going on in your mind is, this didn't work maybe that well, like, that's not a kosher thought. If you're able to say, this is not working, maybe Hashem's pushing me to do something else. Maybe Hashem wants me to be a teacher, not a secretary. Maybe Hashem wants me to be a secretary, not a teacher. Maybe I'm not a good teacher and Hashem's pushing me out. We don't know. We don't know. We don't have Nevi'im anymore. But I'm talking now about the thought process. The thought process should never give objective meaning to the channels that we create, whether it's a job, or whether it's shidduchim, or whether it's health. That's not it. It's all. So, my hakdama now is, most of the discussion of the Chavis HaLovis and Perek Dalet, and it's a long perek, and it's a heavy perek, because he takes each of the seven things we said, and he's like a real good teacher. He gives stories, and this scenario, and that scenario, and someone's coming to hurt you, and how do you react, and how do I feel, how do you feel about that? That bum, what do you mean that bum? It's Hashem. It's not really him. Oh, you mean I'm supposed to be his best friend if he just messed me up? Well, maybe not his best friend, but how you think about him, right? So he goes through each of the seven things and teaches us. This is Mamish, this is is invaluable. What is about, how does a Baal Bitachon react in life to each of these seven things? Most of them, and 85%, 90% of it is this, what do I do? What do I live up to Hashem? That's really most of them are about that. Let's go. V'chivin shepi rashti ha'akdamo, since I gave you these introductions. Asher ba'avuran yitochen ha'bitochom and ha'boteach belokim yisale. These are the things which demand bitachon. I mean, we just covered like everything. Everything. The whole Olam HaZeh, the whole Olam HaBa. You won't be able to find anything that's not covered by his seven categories. Asher bohem yiftach kol boteach el el... I'm sorry. Yesh alai lismoch lohen perush. I will now explain and elaborate. Ofane yosher habitachon, the appropriate way of exhibiting bitachon. Not exhibiting, of having bitachon. Bitachon's in your heart. It's a chovos halvavos. B'cholechem yashiv advarim, in each of these seven categories, seven events, seven parts of life. Asher behem yiftach kol boteach al elokim. Be'al-zuloso. How you have bitachon. Now what do you mean al-zuloso? I thought you're not supposed to have bitachon al-zuloso. So either he means, and that's wrong, and I'll show you what's wrong, or he means hishtadlus by saying al-zuloso. Echad echad. We're going to go down the line one by one, and we're going to study each one with its parameters, its rules, its regulations, its lessons, its life lessons. So he's in 1-1, meaning he's in Olam HaZeh, for Olam HaZeh, and it's survival. And the Chayvus HaLavavus, okay, V'hu binyonei gufa odam b'levad, what's nogeya me, myself, my life, my basic life, V'heim chayav, moso, v'teref mazono li'atzmo, the basic mazonos I need to live, Umalbusho, the basic clothing I need to survive, the diruso, I need shelter. This is not just the ability to breathe and food. It's food and it's having a place to live in. Ubriusov and his health, the cholyo and his illness, umidosov and his midos, his attitudes, his characteristics. Now, though, he's going to say something that's a big chiddush. Or you have to let him say it. You have to hear what he's saying. If I were to ask people who are sophisticated thinkers, you know, and they go, when it comes to your life, so you think the chiyuv hishtadlus is more or less? So I think most people would say more, because because your life's entrusted to you. You can't cross a busy highway without looking both ways, and you can't. That's all true, because you can't go past the Kav Adom. But he makes an unbelievable point, a deep point, that really shows you that we have to study Bitachon. He says you're going to need less Hishtadlus. You have more of an Achrayus to do Hishtadlus, but you need less. Because Hashem, you're alive. Right? You're alive. So Hashem gives you life. Hashem is making you alive. So you can assume he wants you to live. It's not always true, and at some point that comes to an end to all human beings. But you know, in normal life, Hashem, so if Hashem wants me life, I got news for him. He not only has to give me life, but I need a place to live, and I need food, and I need drink, and I need clothing. I need things for my life, the necessities of life. So just as he's giving me life, I can expect that he's going to give me the necessities of life. It's just logical. And therefore the hishtadlus angle is less. I don't have to worry. I should have less worry in my hishtadlus if it's going to work. Remember, bitachon is defined in Perek Aleph in how much you worry. That's how he defines it in Perek Aleph, my being calm. So when it comes to life, I have as much, beloshen, spoken loosely, I have a right to expect it of Hashem, because I'm alive. So I have a right to expect Him to provide me with everything I need to live. Right? So my hishtadlus is more, you know, I'll do it, but I understand what it is, and I'm not quick to try something else, and this is not working. It's much less, I understand, it's much easier to come to grips with the fact that it's not dependent on me. I guess that's really what he's trying to say. It's easier to come, and therefore you're going to do, on that spectrum, you should be doing less. You always have to be above the red line, or else it's like committing suicide. Which he'll say. He's going to get into that. Because he's going to say, I don't want you to get carried away with what I'm saying. Because a person has a koach to commit suicide. And not just suicide, but if you don't dress properly, you're going to get sick. And if you don't eat properly, you're not going to be healthy. And if you don't sleep properly, you're not going to be healthy. So he said, but that's all. So that's all the hishtadlus you have to do. But when you're talking about the necessities of life, you're more calm and you understand more that it's not so totally in you. Because Hashem wants you to live. You look cold. I think you look cold. Maybe you want to, maybe you're, you could already turn it off because it's 1:45. Why don't you just turn it off? Because, yeah. Okay. Volfane hayosha bebitachon al alokim b'cholinyan mehem. The way of the appropriate way of having bitachon. So he starts with saying sheyashlich es nafshu b'hem lahalichos hagozer. Is saying, you know, whatever Hashem has in store for me, that's what I'm going to live. Hashem wants me to live. I mean, I'm living. That's life. So He will provide me for the necessities of life. Hashem goes al habor mehem, and it's easier to have bitachon. You're less. Again, with bitachon, it's a very important definition, that it means I'm not worried. You should be the least worried if you're gonna have the necessities of life. Now, we can sit here and have a 2-month panel discussion on what's a necessity. Right? Because I want air conditioning. I gotta have it. It's a necessity. So, well, really? I'm like, what do they do for you? I need a cell phone. I need 2 cell phones. Right? I need all these things. So, that, the Chavis Lovers doesn't go into that. Right? We obviously need way more rooms in our houses than in the times of the Tanoim and Amoraim. Right? They didn't need anything. Like, they had their kitchens in the courtyard. Because what was their kitchen? They had no running water. So they had their Tanner or Kira in the Chatzer. There was nothing, you know. They didn't have a playroom or an entertainment center. but we need room. We do. That's the Bemeshach HaDoros. We need room. And we need running water. Don't let anybody tell you differently. We need running water. I mean, maybe they didn't in Eretz Yisrael as recently as, 60 years ago, 70 years ago, but don't come tell me now we don't need running water. So he's not going to go into that, but realize that that's left unsaid, and it's not a gap, it's just an echanan. You always have to define the terms. So finally, Yosheba be talking about Elokim b'cholinyan mehem in these matters in life. Sheyashlich es nafshu b'hem lahalichos hagozer. It's easier. It's more appropriate. It's more. It's more. You understand it better. You're leaving it up to Hashem. It's a gozel haborech mehem. But tiftach nafshu b'elokim yisbarach v'yeda, and he realizes k'lo yugmalo mehem elamashakodam b'das habore. You're not going to have anything. Only what Hashem was gozer for you. Shehanoch only in yonav olam hazeh uvolam haba. What kind of life you'll have is already what's appropriate for your neshama. The yoser tov lachriso. Right? V'shehanogos haborei lo b'kulam shaveh. Hashem treats everyone the same, meaning everybody has what they're supposed to have. English and Bria Baham Eitza, no one can do anything different. Lohan Hoga Elaber Shusa Uguzeroso Vedino. So, what you have to do is not commit suicide. That's basically what he says. You just have to make sure that you create the basic channels through which life can be
channeled. And most things, you know, you're not working on your lungs, unless chas v'shalom, you know, you're not working on your lungs, you're not working on your stomach. These are the things Hashem gives us freebies, right? What sustains most of the things that sustain life is a freebie from Hashem. That's like his, realize that. It's all gzeiros Hashem. And where do we have to create the channels already? Really only in providing food and providing maybe shelter, clothing. How much is clothing a necessity? So he says that. So basically your mindset is much more attuned to, hey Hashem, you know, this is up to you, this is your problem, not mine, this is your issue, not mine, this is my life and you want me to live, and I'm going to be much less worried and much more obsessed with being able to live. That's what he says. Chmo she'ein b'yad ha'bruim chayav u'moso v'cheliav u'briyoso. Just like no one can change my health, and no one, meaning against Gzeiros Hashem, ki ein b'yodam teref mazono v'sipuko u'levusho u'shorin yonei gufo. That's also part of life. V'mbira emunoso, once it's clarified in his mind, this emuna, that these things are b'yad Hashem. Shebechiras habori lohi bechira hatova. Hu chayav. So now you have an obligation, but ironically, the mindset is you have more of an obligation because Hashem wants you to live. So you can't neglect that. This is like, no, if I say I want to earn enough money to buy a Lexus, so you might be spinning your wheels because you have no idea if Hashem wants you to have a Lexus. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't, but you don't know. So you're taking a chance because you might work for it for 5 years and you come up with nothing. Hashem didn't want you to have a Lexus. But if I say I'm going to do kach v'kach because I want to live, you see, oh, then you know you're in tune with Hashem. Because Hashem wants you to live. That's, you can take on that premise. So then you have more of an obligation, like ironic, you have more of an obligation to create the channels. You're less worried, you're more focused on bitachon, it's easier to have bitachon, you have more of a right to have bitachon, it's easier to have bitachon, because Hashem gave me life. Hashem didn't just create me and throw me out the window, Hashem gave me life. And that has to include all the necessities of life. But that makes more of a responsibility. So my greatest responsibility of Hishtaslus, as he starts off saying, it's the easiest to realize that there's no real point to Hishtaslus. Really, there never is a point to Hishtaslus, that's what we said. No real point. Only in the back door sense, that if you don't do it, you're not doing the Rasan Hashem, so you may be punished for it. But there's no real objective, reality-based point in Hishtaslus. So that's more so in life. When I want to have a Lexus, I can have a Havamina, and Hashem, I don't know if Hashem wants to have a Lexus or not, so I'm going to go get one. And now it's up to me. That's what you would think. This is up to me. We're going to learn about that when you get, that's why there's three categories. Necessities, Lexuses, or Lexi, however you pronounce it. And then your relationships with others. But this is his point, this is what he's saying here. So at the same time, you're less worried, and you're more, it's easier, and it's easier for you to rely on Hashem, because it's life, and Hashem is giving you life. So he's giving you everything associated with life, but you have more of an obligation, and because you know that Hashem wants you to do this. You know that Hashem wants you to earn enough money to earn a living. You know that Hashem wants you to take care of your health and not get deathly ill. Right? You know that. So you know you have to eat, and you know you have to sleep, and you know you have to do these things that sustain and maintain life. So it's like, I don't know what to call it, a double-edged sword. On one hand, it's easier to have the right balance between bitachon and hishtadlus, because it's easier to not fall into the trap of imagining that in this matter I'm on my own. Like, because Alexis, it's easier to fall into the trap. And this I'm on my own. Here it's easier not to fall into that trap. On the other hand, with Alexis, I might be wasting my time when I work to earn enough money to buy one. Of course, who says Hashem wants me to have one? But life, you may assume, this is what Chavdol Bavos is saying, you may assume Hashem wants you to live. And therefore, you have to, it's more of an obligation, in a sense, after Sheish Hashem Ebrashis. Hashem made a world in which we're always creating channels through which His Gezeiros are channeled. So, when it comes to the necessities of life, says the Chavis Al-Bavis, maybe it's deep, maybe it's not deep, I don't know. You have more of an obligation to create those channels, because you can assume it's not Alexis, it's life, so you can assume Hashem wants you to live. So you have more of an obligation to create those channels, and it's more of an avla if you don't. And, you know, it would be, we'll stop here, I know. It's the equivalent of suicide, he said. You know, it's the equivalent of suicide. If you don't do what you're supposed to do. But your attitude, it's easier to have a healthy, proper attitude. Because you know it's up to Hashem. Because, I don't put much thought into my breathing. I don't put much thought into my sleeping. I don't put much thought into how my food gets digested. And, I say, Hashem's taking care of these things. And He is. And these are the things that we don't have to create the channels, only maybe in a very, have to eat the right foods. But that's anything, any necessity of life. Now you say, again, it's not simple to define necessity, but this is the principle of the Chavis HaBobos in number one of his seven things. You have more bitachol, meaning it's your attitude is more, it's more demanded of you to have the right attitude. Of course, life, Hashem is giving me. It's more poshut that His Gezeira, Atzas Hashem, His Hakum. It's more poshut that, Mabos Machshovas Belevish, Atzas Hashem, His Hakum. But then it makes more of an achrayus, because we believe what the Bible says. We believe I'm an achrayus to create the channels. So we have more of an achrayus when Hashem is like, compelled, so to speak. Forgive me for using such a word with Hashem. Hashem is compelled to send me things, so I better go create those channels. I better go to work. Better earn money. Better take care of my health. Better put bars on the windows so no one can fall out. Right? I better do that because Hashem is giving me life and I can't abuse that gift. But the dynamic of having to create the channels is still there. So on one hand, I'm like, I don't know. It's hard. It's not easy. On one hand, I conceptually have more bitachon, meaning it's easier to have bitachon. I understand better that I'm relying on Hashem. I don't create life for myself. Hashem is giving me life, and the mela Hashem has to give me all the necessities of life. That's part of life. He's not going to give me life and then starve me to death. On the other hand, He's not going to send me food if I just sit on my easy chair and wait for it to come, because that dynamic is always true. It's like in number one, so the Chavis HaBavos, I have more of a responsibility, but it's less dangerous. It's easier to have the right attitude. And I have an obligation to have I have more of an obligation to have the right attitude. That Hazana Salom Klobutubo Bachem Bechetzel Rechamim. Who knows him lechem luchol basar ki v'yolam chasdo? It's not me. Because it's more pashut, because it's the necessities of life, and Hashem is the one giving life, so it's Him. Okay, let's stop here.